If you're a breastfeeding mother who has returned to work, this could be inspiring news. The 10 Square Meter of Love campaign is calling for the establishment of breastfeeding rooms in public buildings and workplaces throughout the country. Gillian Melsop is a UNICEF China representative.
We're very concerned about the dropping rates of breastfeeding in China. I mean, they're some of the lowest in the world, unfortunately. And so this is why we chose this as an issue for this year's Children's Day campaign. But it's also about involving the workplace, helping the workplace become more family-friendly towards women and towards families.
One aim of the campaign is that any company or organization can log on to a web portal for the campaign and register for a breastfeeding room from June 1st onwards. The breastfeeding rooms of no less than 10 square meters are asked to adhere to a set of simple international standards, such as maintaining hygiene and privacy. Also, a mobile application mapping the locations of all such facilities in China will soon be available. Breastfeeding mothers can download the application and find the closest to them. Ma Yi Li, a leading film artist, is the special advocate for breastfeeding and early child development of UNICEF China.
Breastfeeding is fantastic but hard to describe. The bonding between breastfeeding mothers and their babies are very intense. Also, breastfeeding helps the mother to build a strong sense of responsibility.
Wang Lixin, a gynecologist and obstetrician at Beijing Nursing Association, explains how breastfeeding benefits both the mother and the child.
Breast milk after the first 7 days of giving birth contains a lot of antibodies which help the baby combat diseases. There is also a lesser chance for breastfed adults over 40 to get obesity and diabetes. Breastfed babies also tend to be more intelligent, and for the mother, it helps her lose weight. It even reduces the risk of breast cancer for mothers in the future.
The launch ceremony has also witnessed the first group of registrations of breastfeeding rooms in public institutions and private enterprises. Baidu, China's leading search engine, is one of them. Dong Anmin is Baidu's administrative director.
Before joining the campaign, we've already had a breastfeeding room for 5 years in our company. It's about 30 square meters. It costs a little, but this doesn't matter. Staffs in our company are generally young, so they are in need of this. We want the mothers to balance better between family and work.
UNICEF China says the country's exclusive breastfeeding rates are low, while infant formula sales have grown at about 15% every year. Exclusive breastfeeding until 6 months old, the gold standard, has dropped to 28% in China. For CRI, I'm Shen Chengcheng.